Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Killed her husband.
Whacked him. Whacked him. Carol Bass.
Killed her husband. Whacked him.
Every time I put the mic to my mouth, I feel like I can't talk. I don't know what to say.
Fed him to tigers.
I like how I like they you guys like him. Rap like just have it like a, okay. All right.
Like a rapper. I feel like, for sure.
I feel
corona
like I have
now.
To take the microphones from you guys. Yeah. Yeah. So much COVID on that. Welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah,
and we have some special
some
guests today.
Guests.
Some of our favorite guys.
Some of like
just
our
some of
just
them.
Bestest
There's
friends.
There's so many of them. No, our favoritest.
That's right. That's right. That's me and Marcus. That's right.
Yeah. We've got Daniel J. Jahangir.
Whoop, whoop.
Persian Prince.
That's me.
That's
Until he takes a 23andMe. If
and
he's not Persian
he's
in
not
23andMe.
Persian.
I took my 23andMe.
You are lying.
I did. It came back with that 100 emoji.
Oh, you're such a liar. Such a liar.
100%.
And we've got Marcus.
Hi.
Hi.
Marcus Trawick. These guys are, okay, if you guys have seen some of the stuff I post on social for like photos, this is double exposure, please.
Yeah.
That's right. Double exposure, please.
Which one is our clapping one?
Oh. That was really funny.
Not that.
No, I mean, it's more of us. We're more serious.
Yeah, it wasn't that one. And in case anyone's wondering, we have been sheltering in place together.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah.
are going to watch this and be like, oh my God,
that's
blah,
not
blah,
six
blah.
Feet.
That's not 6 feet. Well,
Maggie,
thank goodness
chill.
For me because I was in the middle of moving. And if I all had all these people that were lined up to help me move, and if I had not been around Marcus, Daniel, and Brooke this entire time, I would have been screwed.
You
because they
100%.
Literally, these three moved me triple handedly. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, Daniel, you know, he had multiple jobs. Yeah. One moving,
right?
Two commentating,
yes.
Three, he wore the whistle. He was the coach.
Yeah,
so organization.
He was the eyes.
It's kind of like more important than the actual hands-on moving when you think about it, right? The orchestra, right?
Yeah,
he orchestrated the move.
Yes. Me. So thank goodness for all you three.
Yeah. So if you guys are wondering, this is our family here in Santa Cruz. This is who we have quarantined with.
Yeah, I haven't even like really hung out with most of my kids.
You haven't.
It's been you guys.
I feel like tomorrow's going to be like the first day that you actually have like, you're going to be with all your kids.
For Mother's Day. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there because everybody wants to say something. So.
And even if you say it, we won't hear it.
Yeah,
we're not going to read it.
Yeah.
So if you email it though, we'll probably read it because we do read your emails.
And then ignore it.
Gangsters.
If it's negative. So yeah, anyway,
what we wanted to talk about, I just got back from Utah. I was out there with family, to quarantine with my family for a week and just got back, and we decided we wanted to do a podcast and talk to these guys. They have been at CrossFit West, our affiliate here. Daniel runs that gym. They've been doing, because in quarantine,
yes,
been basically building and running finding a way to keep the gym going, and not only to like keep the gym alive during this time, but to keep all the athletes and all the members working out at home. And it's been like it's a big job. And these guys have been, you know, videoing, doing Zoom classes, Instagram live. Daniel, they do the kids class. Is it 6 days a week?
7 days.
7 days a week. They do a kids class live. They do it through Zoom, but they also have it live on Instagram. So you can go back and watch it and
Plug it.
What?
The Instagram?
Your Instagram.
Daniel J. CrossFit.
Daniel J. CrossFit.
Or CrossFit West.
Or CrossFit West.
Yeah, Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And if you watch one of the most recent ones, me and Gina are on that episode.
Yeah. Starring.
Today was
taking a
special day. So you guys came on the 50th straight class.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you've done 50 kids classes.
50 kids classes. So the way it started was we first started doing like home workouts, right? People couldn't come to the gym. So we said, hey, let's just do a bunch of workout demos. And so I can have a library and then mix and match movements and then make workouts of the day. And then Savon actually messaged me. He's like, hey, you know, my kids, they want to do something. They're doing Zoom. You know, how about like an Instagram live thing or something like that? And he was the one that sparked it.
Oh, okay.
And then I threw it at Marcus, and then Marcus was like, let's do it. And then we're thinking like, how long? We're just gonna do it once a week or something like that. And then we're like, let's just do it every day. Marcus is unemployed, right? Right. And I can give him like a job that pays him $0, but pays him in a lot of hugs.
A lot of love.
Yeah, a lot of love. And so I was like, let's just
do this. High fives.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we got a mic, a Rode mic, you know, because the sound quality is always like poor on those like Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. So we got that. So the audio's good. Then, you know, the iPhone's great. And then we got a gimbal to make it smooth. Just like little things like that to kind of.
So
like,
you're actually losing money.
100%. $0.
You're making nothing, but you keep buying equipment.
Making a lot of days for a lot of people, but losing so much money.
But the people enjoy it.
That's right.
Yes.
No, they do.
Daniel's funny.
Yeah.
He's got great jokes.
That you look up.
That I look up on the internet.
Yes, yes.
Research and development.
We know who the man is behind Daniel J.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% Marcus, I'll tell you. He's always here.
I know. I'm just giving him props. I'm not taking away from you.
No. And so, you know, so all these things that, yes, put me in, you know, a more financial debt than I already am, right, with the gimbal and the sound thing and all that. And then we're like, hey, let's make themes. I'm a big theme guy, like food days. You know, I got a great group of friends in San Francisco, and I'll spitball ideas at them constantly. And then we came out with a full 7-day schedule. We got Max Out Monday. We got Tabata Tuesday. Wacky Wednesday, the best day ever. Thankful Thursday.
Which is, what do you got to tell everybody what you do for Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, so Wacky Wednesday, Marcus dresses up in solidarity. Sometimes no one knows that he's dressed up, but I know. So it's more for me.
Marcus behind the camera dressed up.
Yes. And so Wacky Wednesday is the day where we get to just dress up whatever we want.
Right.
And I have a bunch of onesies, costumes, you know, cartoon characters, and just stuff mixed together. It makes them weird. Just have fun.
Right.
And
best part is everybody gets to see you dressed in this, like struggling through this workout.
They see me struggle through all the workouts. It doesn't matter if it's a polyester suit or it's just me in like, you know, Lululemons.
But the side effect is that you're really ripped right now.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
I mean, come on. You just posted a picture of yourself shirtless. So
yeah, at an angle with good lighting, exposure, okay, please. No, Photoshop.
I dodge and burn his arms just a little bit. No, I lied. No, that's all natural.
It's all him. But that's like pretty much adding the kids class, because you actually do the workout with them.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, it's games athlete approved, right, Brooke?
I was very sweaty today.
We did it this morning.
Yeah, it's hard. And you know what? I'll see other kids' workouts, but I feel like these kids are so resilient and kids are home doing nothing. So make these workouts challenging, right? And we do it by time. So it doesn't matter if you get one round or 1,000 rounds. Everyone starts at the same time, same amount of rest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's at least they have the kind of like they're feeling uniform with it.
Right.
And parents hop in sometimes and they'll do it with the kids. So it's usually 90 seconds of work, 30 seconds of rest. And then
Sometimes more work.
Oh, when Marcus is in charge of time, Marcus will sometimes like zone out.
Like forget.
He'll be so captivated by, you know, the quality of movements that I'm performing that he doesn't forget to look at the clock. So I'll be like, Marcus, how long is it left? And he's like, oh, 5 seconds. Right? 5 seconds. Right? Because that's really how it is.
Right.
I can't see the clock, so Marcus will be in charge of the clock. He'll make sure the camera's going well. Sometimes he gets these angles that are very interesting, very cinematic.
I feel like you need to let him like counter what you're saying. Also, you guys, just so you know, we haven't had more than one person on the show, so we do only have 3 microphones. So if you're at home being like, oh my god, how do you not have 4 microphones, that's my bad. And
it's because we broke.
It's because
we're broke.
Oh, we broke. Yeah, no, broke. But I'm gonna, just so if you're all watching it being like thinking, why didn't they give Marcus a microphone, that's so rude.
I'm brown. I'm brown, that's why.
He's no, they're both brown actually. And I got a really good tan.
I'm butt white and freckly, so
the whitest person here is you. Anyways, if you're wondering, I just wanted to clear that up because I guarantee we're gonna get response like that,
right?
So, Daniel's sharing the microphone, which means he'll probably also hog it.
So when Marcus just gave it back.
Yeah, I did. He gave it back.
But we gave him the opportunity to talk, and then he just handed it back.
We were talking about the work rest ratio.
Yeah.
And how when I'm behind the camera, he gives me like 20 jobs to do. I got to get these jokes. I got the crazy facts.
All for
I
free.
I write the workout. Well, I get to work out with him after. That's a great payment.
Yeah.
I stay fit. Try to. Yeah. But no, I'll forget. And sometimes I'll, you know, zone out on Instagram for a sec on my phone. And then I'll look up and he's 20 seconds into his 95-second plank hold past his time, and he's down there screaming at me. And one time he was already like 20 seconds past his time, and he asked me how long, and I said, "You got 30 more seconds."
I'll tell you this. So this whole kids class is such a pleasurable experience, both because kids are working out and everyone's doing it, but also I get to hang out with my friend and have an amazing time.
Right.
And I'll tell you this, I'm a shout out Marcus on this. He comes to the gym an hour before me.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
He sets everything up, cleans everything. The board's ready for me to put the workout. The jokes are ready. The National Food Day, everything. Marcus is the man, right? And he's doing this for $0.
Right.
Just because he loves to see the kids working out. They tag them. They show that they're getting fit. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Right? I could not do it without him. I get like emotional talking about it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I think the best part and the most joy I get out of it is seeing, because I'm behind the behind the phone, right? So I see all the comments coming in. When he's done at the end, everyone thanks him. You know, the kids are stoked. I think one of my favorite days is Thankful Thursday, because at the end of Thankful Thursday, everyone writes what they're thankful for, and I read them out to Daniel, and he loves it. I love it. It's great to see them also post after they're done and see them actually doing the movements and enjoying it. People all over the world, you know, we've had people from other countries join and watch. So I think that's very rewarding.
It's crazy
rewarding.
How far
and
you can reach.
I can come in every morning and get ready for that.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, look at Daniel.
I'm not crying. You're crying. I'll tell you this though. With back to this time thing, because I want to say the story. It's funny because when you're on camera, obviously, you know, you don't want to curse. You don't want to say anything inappropriate. And, you know, sometimes we forget where we are.
Mm-hmm.
There was a day where Marcus was 100% in charge of time. And every round, when we first started, I was like, Marcus, you got to communicate how much is left. And he would do this to me. And I would be like, Marcus.
For our listeners, you have to tell them what
you're
doing. Oh, sorry.
He just holds his hand up. And he'd be like, you know, like for 10 seconds, he'd put, you know, 2 fives up. And then I'm like, well, how much time is left? You know, I need to know the time. And he would just, for some reason, felt awkward speaking. So I'm working out and he goes like this. Five, he puts a 5 in the air. And I'm like, bro, you got to count it down. 3, 2, 1. You got to count it down. 3, 2, 1. And it was funny because I wasn't frustrated, but I was frustrated.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this whole kids class trying to like keep my composure. But I want to be like, hey, man. You just got to tell me how much time is left, but I can't do that, right? Just say, hey, bud, you got to give me the 3, 2, 1, just the 3, 2, 1. Just let me know how much the 3, 2, 1 is. That's what I need to know.
Because all these workouts are very tiring for me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like keep composure. I'm trying to have conversations, trying to count
reps. And I love that they're a kids class. That's what cracks me up.
Yeah, you know, these
why
kids,
do you keep making them so hard?
Because kids are resilient and they need to work out.
I was dying today.
Honestly, I think he's selfishly doing it because now he's seeing results personally.
I know, right?
All right, guys, we're going to do 700 sit-ups. No, but I'll tell you this. So I've done kids programming for quite some time now.
You're right.
Right? And then these kids are very resilient, right? I think people baby them too much, especially now, right? The whole goal is to get them moving, right? And cause some kind of stress to them and also make it fun so they keep coming back. And that's the whole goal with it. So them doing these workouts and all that and having like a time domain, they all can start at the same time and finish at the same time. But I honestly think that too many kids programs are babying these kids.
Right.
So yes, I want to make it challenging. They're here to get a workout in, not to like, you know, do mouse-inettes. What was the thing you showed us, bro?
Mousercise.
Mouseketeers.
This is CrossFit West kids class.
Hey, if you guys have done Mousercise, email me just to let me know that I'm not alone. Thank you.
Thank you. That is
no. I was just gonna say these kids, if they're not, you know, they're stuck at home right all day, and they'd otherwise be playing outside, running around for hours, right?
Right.
They can do a 20-minute workout and do these movements over and over. I've had kids type in, "Hey, make it harder." You know,
really?
One of my old coworkers, his
is this like the Terminator's son?
No, one of my old coworkers' daughters were doing it, and they were like, "Hey, can you make it harder?" I think one of the days they're a little older; they're not like really young,
right?
And I think one of the days it wasn't that such a hard workout. Whatever. Daniel was dying, but apparently these kids weren't, and they wanted it to be harder. So
yeah,
these are great workouts. They're not as hard as Daniel says they are. But.
I don't know. I did it this morning and I was dying.
No, they're great.
I was way behind Brooke and Daniel. Way behind.
You got
and it was embarrassing.
Yeah, bro. They're really hard. Today though, you know, one I got
to make it harder.
There's a super kid, Savant's kid, Avi, right?
Oh, right.
He commented and said, Avi says it's easy. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, he's like a superhuman kid.
Well, he is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I'm genuinely tired and it's really what you make of it, right?
Right.
So sometimes when there's like 3 seconds, if I'm like, you know,
you're
like
also cameras, over 30 now, so.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Call me out there. Right?
Hey.
People are going to look at this video and be like, oh my God, that 21-year-old is so looks so old. But yeah, you know, the kids class, it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, with Marcus, you know, and the help that we've started with it, 50 days straight, nonstop, you know, and let it be if 10 people show up to a class or 100 people show up.
Right.
It's really cool to have that consistency because I think with the whole platform of Instagram, it's on for 24 hours. So you can see it any time of the day. So right. If you don't log in at 10 a.m. or you got Zoom class or something, people will do it in the afternoon and things like that. And I'm telling you, it's great for the parents to do it with the kids.
Yeah.
I'll see sometimes on the Zoom, the parents are doing it next to them and all that. That kind of bond that you create, not only are you getting fit, which is great and awesome to do, but having that kind of relationship with your kid where you're working out and pushing each other, I think is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
I think with like everything that's happening with quarantine, using it because I can, sports are all like sports are all canceled, right? So like I'm like in Utah, they just barely are starting to sort of like figure out how they're gonna let certain things open up. Obviously every state is different, and the way I guess the people in charge are handling it is different, but my nephews, they're just about to start doing practice for soccer, and they're going to be implementing rules of kind of how they're able to do it. Like my niece just started going back to dance class just barely this week. And what they do is now they end every class 10 minutes early. They disinfect the room. The kids are all spread out in class. And then also some kids that aren't coming because, you know, maybe parents don't want them to like go yet. They have it on Zoom too. So they hold Zoom for the class. They have some kids there. Everything's like disinfected, ending class early. They're finding a way to like do that. But in a lot of places, they're just not ready for that yet. And so if kids can't, you know, kids that are maybe playing sports or whatever, can't do that, doing something like this, like just jumping in and doing the kids class, starting to play sports or do anything active when you're really young and learning how to like control your body through space and be really functional and do full range of motion is so important for just body awareness, for growing up. Because you have kids that are people that maybe get into CrossFit later in life. They never played sports, right? They want to try something, they fall in love with it, but they don't have a background from like a young age, like playing sports or doing the things that sort of teach you the skills that we don't necessarily teach in CrossFit as like adults. We do work with it with kids, but like as adults, we more so
you get to practice it, you know, like agility and balance and all these things that we all, we talk about and we use, but where you really learn to like hone in on them and like perfect them and get better at it is when you're a kid and you kind of don't have a lot of body awareness and you learn how to control your body in space. And I think doing something like this, like the kids class, if you guys are watching or you have kids or you want to join in, you can do it on Zoom or you can watch Daniel's Instagram live, is a great substitute for sports or things that are put on hold for right now, and keep them active, keep them practicing and learning how to like, you know, get stronger and move their body. It's a wonderful thing.
And I just want to point out, as a parent, having your kids like kind of like tired out just is a really good thing too. You know, just having them get really exhausted, and that's why maybe you should make it harder. I don't know. or make them do it like 4 times a day or something,
right.
You know, so that at least they're doing something. And honestly, it's really cool that the parents are doing it with them, but also maybe it's giving parents a half an hour of time to themselves,
a nap
with all their kids like at home, like
maybe have a lot of young kids,
they can watch TV and, you know, do this workout and maybe have a little time to themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as all my friends are concerned, every single person cannot wait until school's back in or something's back in, because they are just with their kids 24/7.
That's true. I was just home, and my mom is like super grandma. And with all of my siblings, they all have kids and they've all kind of quarantined together. So my mom will be home. Like, she was making your birthday cake.
Oh yeah.
And we were all at the house and all the kids at the house. My mom, I go inside and she's going to the store, and she goes, I got to remake it. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I don't like the way that it looks. It's a little bit too dark. And I'm like, Mom, it's fine. And I'm looking at the cake, and it's a little bit like dark, a little bit brown, like more brown than she wants on the outside, on like the bottom. And she's, you know, she doesn't like it. And my dad was, she's like, try it. She goes, it wasn't like the fluffiness or like the moistness that she liked. And so she was going to remake it. Okay. Not a problem. She goes to the store. I'm outside working out with my sister, laying by the pool. I go in the house. And she goes, I'm remaking it again. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I guess all the kids were in the house and they're just running everywhere. And like, grandma is like answering this question and doing this. And she's like trying to multitask and also make this cake. And she like messed up. She couldn't remember that she was like putting something in and she left something out, and she had to start over again. And she finally was just like, all of you outside. All the kids outside. Do not come in here.
I have 100% said that before.
Like, just
everybody out.
That's like, lose your train of thought.
Everybody out. Grandma thing.
Yeah.
It's a mom thing. In the kitchen, doing their thing, but they got kids running around.
Yeah, I'm not a grandma yet.
I wasn't talking about you.
I know.
You didn't know?
You didn't know.
Not funny.
But yeah, you know, some people, like, you do just need, like, a little break.
A little break.
I don't have kids, and I'm around my nieces and nephews, and I'm like, I need a break.
Well, it's even worse, too, because now not only are kids not going anywhere, but parents are having to homeschool them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, for me, I mean, some people would maybe thrive in that situation, but for someone like me, I could barely even do homework with my kids without wanting to wring their necks and them wanting to wring mine.
Teacher appreciation is real right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Well, and you also, talking about your classes, you have done Zoom classes with some of our members' classes, right?
Oh, yeah, for the members of the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, some of their kids, their students.
That's right.
Like, today when Brooke and I did the workout, yes. You had a Zoom going at the same time as the Instagram Live, and they had some of their her kids.
That's right, right. Yeah. So we have two teachers, Anita and Leanna, and they pretty much said, hey, can we get a Zoom? Can you do a live thing? And at first I was like, sure, we'll do it every once in a while. They're like, can you keep it reoccurring? I was like, cool. So pretty much we'll set the Instagram Live. We'll have a computer with, you know, the kids coming on. And it's cool because sometimes it's, you know, one girl or it can be up to, like, you know, 12 kids.
Right.
And it's on the weekends too.
And it's so cool because there are teachers there with them.
They're like, hey, how much do substitute teachers get paid?
Yeah, right, yeah, give me some money. Yeah. No, yeah. But I was actually talking about to you guys today. I think it's so cool that the teachers are leading by example, mm-hmm. that are doing the workout with the mm-hmm. kids. How much more motivating is that for the kids to do it, to right. see like their teachers like sweating with them and doing it, that yeah. camaraderie that builds with it. I think it's so cool to do. But yeah, every day the teachers come, so they have a code. And I've tried to pass that code on to other teachers as well, just to have the opportunity if they wanted to see it.
Right.
You know, and we've made a couple videos on showing what our class kind of entails.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like a certain format that we do every single day.
Very what cool. is that format?
So it's a warm-up that Marcus thinks is always really funny. Mm-hmm.
Seal jacks. He does seal jacks.
We did seal jacks. Jumping jacks. We did karate kicks.
I was so uncoordinated that I could not kick my legs out while clapping my hands at the same time.
Because she wanted to jump her feet
and
jump
all the way out and then all the way in every time. And I was like, no, it's the opposite. Okay. It's okay. I know. It's okay. Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah. So it's always like a warm up with like karate kicks, things that are just engaging and just gets your body temperature up.
Right.
Right. And then I'm telling you, every time I do a left karate kick, I feel like I'm going to pull my groin. I tell Marcus that.
It's like Jean-Claude Van Damme every time he does a karate kick with his fingers and
the set.
Have you seen that Jean-Claude Van Damme where he has the two semis?
Daniel has.
And he's doing and he's doing the splits on the two semis. It's insane. Yeah, anyway, just had to bring that up.
Have you seen when, doesn't Chris D'Elia impersonate Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Perfectly,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that
perfectly.
Was.
Perfectly.
Twitter.
That's right. Yeah, he came on Twitter, and Twitter. All he said was.
That was one of our first ones we watched of him.
Yeah.
So we good. Listened,
it was one time Daniel, Marcus, and I were driving around, and we parked outside of Daniel's house
and we watched
and
listened the whole
to that entire episode of Chris D'Elia's with Twitter.
I am on Twitter.
So good.
God, I love Chris D'Elia. He's so funny.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys did it. Karate kicks, a little warm-up, and then we make sure that the movements that we're going to do in the workout, that you see them in the warm-up as well. So it just gives you a little more time for exposure of the movements. And then when we do the workout, we go over the. And the first round is usually slow, and I'll take the time down or I'll rest a little bit longer to explain it. And then you just get going. And after every class, we do a plank hold. And we started with 60 seconds when we first started, and now it's up to 95 seconds.
That's me messing up the time.
That was a terrible idea.
Dude,
I just rolled right
I
out
was
that
just,
shit today.
I just watched, because Colby was here. Yeah. Colby is my new videographer. He's just the coolest kid. And I was showing him, because I was talking about the kids' class. And I said, yeah, you can watch the one that we did today. He turns it on, we're watching it, and I'm just waiting, and we're doing the plank, and he just starts laughing so hard. He's like, I love Gina. And you just see her just come down and just roll out of frame. She does, like, goes to the bottom of the push-up and then just rolls out of frame.
Was her butt up or down?
It was up.
That's not what's up.
I know.
Best part is, like, Daniel goes, like, 10 seconds, and he looks back and goes, Gina, get back in here. And she immediately rolls back in.
Well, I was threatening to roll out the entire workout. I did not want to do that workout. I just,
the worst is when, when he's had me come in.
Yeah.
He's like, and he gets to warm up and loosen his, you know, muscle. And he's like, okay, Marcus, you're up. Round three. I'm like stiff as a board, still the morning in my Stewie outfit.
I remember that. The first time Marcus came on a workout. So I'm in a polyester suit for Wacky Wednesday. Right. I think I'm the angel of fitness or something like that.
You know what? I have a question.
Yes.
Do you wash those outfits after you wash them?
Definitely not.
100% no.
I was going to say.
It gets seasoned. It gets seasoned.
It's like a cast iron pan.
He has clothes under him, so he's sweating.
It's like your grandmother's cast iron pan.
That's exactly what it's like.
So dude. Gross.
So I remember I was doing the workout and I was just super hot and tired. I was like, you know what, Marcus, give me the camera. You go do it. And then I could see him. He's like, no. But we gave it to him and he did the workout cold and all that in a Stewie mask.
My burpees were so bad. My burpees were stiff. My legs, every time I'd come up, my legs were up and ugly, ugly burpees. Go back to Daniel's profile. You can see it on there.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, it's a good time though, right? I think some people tune in because obviously it's a good service of fitness and it's 20 minutes. It's consistent. And I think some people are just like to see us tired
right.
and frustrated and out of breath.
I think that's a lot of it. I think a lot of people like seeing you struggle.
Yes, I know what 100% means.
In fact, I think a lot of people comment on there that they, yeah. I mean, they don't even actually do the workout.
No, they just watch Daniel
watch
tired.
To watch you, yeah,
yeah, struggle. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool thing. And I'm stoked that we've gone so far with it. You know what I mean? We have so many costumes. We can do this for as long as it's hopefully not too long.
Well, maybe
longer.
Wash them.
No, okay. Part of it. It's part of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, no, he won't wash them, but he has to give them back to everyone that let him borrow the outfits.
you might want to wash them before you return them. How's that? Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, I think what's really cool too about, well, first of all, like I experience this when I like am doing an Instagram live or I'm vlogging or you're talking to a camera and there's this thing about having like a, it's like a one-way relationship sort of where you want people, like I love to like talk to my camera or talk to my phone like I'm talking to the people that are watching it. And it can be hard sometimes because there isn't any communication back, right?
There's
no reaction. So you're talking and you don't hear anything back. And these guys do a fantastic job. Daniel does such a good job with just, there's so much communication to the people that are watching that they really, it's probably why they keep coming back because they can't talk back to you, but they are definitely like engaging with you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He's so comfortable. Like you, for instance, you are great in front of the camera, on your phone, talking to the phone. It's so like you're talking to us, right? Yeah. Daniel's the same way. He's very personable.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Comfortable.
And like, I thought what was kind of cool today though, now that you're doing Zoom too, is it gives you that. You know, like you get a little bit of that feedback.
Yeah,
it's nice.
100%. Yeah.
So like you having like doing Instagram live, but you also have your Zoom is like you're talking to both and you're doing the same shit. But like just having where they can respond to you, like that call and response is nice, you know?
So that's so funny because I think when I first did it, I think of Blue's Clues. When I first started kids class, I remember Blue's Clues watching it. And he'd be like, what do we need? And he would just wait for a couple seconds. That's right. A notebook.
Yes.
And I'd be like, oh my God, how did he know that's what
I would
needed?
Be that kid at home being like, a pencil.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And I remember that. Our handy dandy
notebook.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that and I was like, God, he's so good at it. And it's gotta be so awkward. So we have a couple things that we say constantly on the show.
Dude, now I can see it that you got your inspiration.
Right? And I remember, what do I say? I always go like, what do I say? I say,
I'm not tired, you're tired.
I always say that. I was like, I'm not tired, you're tired. It's like my projection. It's like the way I look tired.
When you're ready, you say, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's like, are you ready to go? When I say, are you ready? You say, and then I stop.
I heard it
but
today.
They say,
on
and
Zoom.
Then Zoom,
obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. And then the whole plank hold, like the kids know it, and it's cool to see some videos of the kids say it. If your butt is up, everyone.
What's up?
That's not what's up.
If your butt is down, that's a frown.
That's good. See, they know it too. But that's so cool for me. But in the beginning, I would just be like, if your butt is up, that's right. It's a frown. And it's so uncomfortable. And I think even to this day, I was telling Marcus, I still am not used to talking to people and not there. Tuesday was my first day by myself. So I got the phone ready, the Zoom, and no one's there.
Right,
Because Marcus went back to work.
Yes. I still went on at 10 a.m.
Yes.
I was at work. I was on my break. just so happened to be.
Don't tell your boss that.
My break.
He's not listening to this.
But that's what I'm saying, right? The Tuesday, I was so used to Marcus there and having that person that I could, like, you know, laugh at or look at and joke with.
Right.
To be like, are you guys ready? And just a pitch black room, no sound. Obviously. Like, that is just so uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, having you guys there is so much easier. But I'll tell you this, the Zoom, you're right. Absolutely.
It's gotta just help.
It helps because I see faces and the speaker was on. And they can respond to you. Yeah, and they can talk. So obviously, butt is up. They know that. I'm not tired. It's going to be a good one. That's another one too. Yeah, you know, it's definitely something, a learning curve to do.
It's like, it's a learning curve, but it's really, it's just taking like confidence to just not care.
That's 100% it. And you cannot worry about how dumb you look, how embarrassed you are, how much you know, are sweating or out of breath, how slow you're moving. You have to put it all out the door.
You do. And like, you do a fantastic job. Like, I can do it. I turn it on all the time. Yeah. But there are so many times too where like, I'm like turning it on and I still am just like kind of uncomfortable. Or like, I mean, I've been at the gym where I'm outside and you're filming some stuff and you make Marcus leave. Because you don't want him sitting there listening to you trying to record or practice something, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, so I'll do the same thing. Like, for instance, today, Colby was here, Gina got here, our cars were getting washed, and I needed to do an Instagram story for Better Booch, the kombucha, because I was doing a 15% off for them. And it's like, I could do it in here, but like sometimes I'll just like leave the room to do it. Cause like,
well,
I know that
to do it while someone's watching you,
or like when I was trying to film myself.
Oh my God.
I had to film.
What was that? Oh, for Enswear.
Yeah. It was for Enswear. I had to film this thing and Gina was here on the couch watching me and
it was taking me so long
to get it right. There was a lot of information I had to say, and I actually ended up posting some of my bad ones.
I think I did like a, hey guys, fuck.
I love the bad ones are great.
Fuck.
I love bloopers.
Or you do like a blooper reel for him.
Or what did I say? Yeah. I said, it's like a weekend of gifts of sorts. And I look at you and you're like, of sorts? And I just started laughing so hard. Like sometimes you just take a chance and you say stupid shit. And, but yeah, I like watching you do it because it makes me feel like, it's like seeing you be so confident, even if like you are still a little bit uncomfortable or if it's like kind of like an uncomfortable experience, it makes me feel better about like me needing to like do that. And it's so funny because people probably be like, wait, you're like insecure to like talk to your phone or your camera. Not all the time, sometimes. But like sometimes definitely it can be weird.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's weird for me. It's like, I will feel weird when I'm doing it maybe in an environment or around people that don't quite understand that my relationship with the people that are watching me. Like that's a relationship. Like, well, I'm pointing at the camera right now. You guys watching this YouTube video, this is
a relationship.
This is a relationship. But other people could be watching me talk to you and they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, social media.
What do men say?
You know what's crazy too? It's like, we can all agree the workouots are great. The kids' workouts he comes up with, super hard.
Yeah, but
they're
great
workouts, right?
Yeah.
This guy comes in, like, he comes in 20 minutes before class, and he doesn't write that workout till like 3 minutes before class starts.
I live off that pressure.
I get there an hour early to get set up and sit there with my coffee and wait for him. And he gets in there, gets on his Instagram. I'm like, bro, you got 2 minutes. He's like, this is what I live off of, baby. So I was writing on the board. Thinking, oh my God. Drives me nuts.
I'll tell you this. I like the stress, right? And Marcus and I are like, you know, different couples where
I've definitely experienced that. You know, where you're like, yeah. We got to do something right now, but what should we do?
And I'm
like,
and we're
bam. Bam, bam. How does that look? Okay, I'll
I got this, baby.
I know.
Clapping.
I do, yeah. And I feel like that. And what's so funny is when you're talking about the whole talking and not caring, I remember years ago, and I've told this story to Eugene. I don't know if I told it to Brooke. Years ago.
Basketball?
Basketball came.
No, you told it on this show.
But yeah. Tell it again
okay.
Anyway.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
So tell it again. This is something I wish I could have for all trainers across the world. If I could have this kind of filtering system to get coaches, I would 100% do it. I don't know if it was like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Sam was like, hey, there's a basketball camp, La Garza. They're looking for coaches. It's like a crazy. They're going to put you in the ringer. They're going to put you in the ringer, right? And if you come out, you're going to get it. So I was like, okay, cool. About 100 to 150 kids, or I guess not kids, like high school.
Was this
to
like a first job for you?
Yeah,
it was my first job. It's a basketball camp, and it's like a kind of like a high end basketball camp. Also, if you ever see me play basketball, you'd be like, that guy does not play basketball, right? Right.
His best friend, his brother,
yeah,
played basketball.
Yes, and he was he's amazing, right? He's he's the best player I know, and he's like, come to this camp, it's basketball camp. I was like, bro, I don't play basketball. He's like, it's cool.
But it wasn't for you to play, it was for you to coach.
Correct, yeah. And he wants me to be a coach for a basketball camp, but I cannot play basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. He's like, but you got the personality. He's like, one advice he gave me, he's like, you just gotta go crazy. That's it. That's all I said. You gotta get out of your comfort zone. It's like, cool. They get you in this camp, and cool, I'll tell you this. They put everybody in like groups like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
And they put you through these different stations. And literally one of the stations, you're sitting down in a circle, everyone's going around, says their name, and then the instructor goes, hey you, Gina. They have like, you know, they know who you are. Like, hey Gina, name three people in the group. Go ahead. How present are you right now? And it's just like, oh my God. You have this like, one, you're at that age of like crazy insecurities, right? You're between your 18 to 24,
right?
And then now it's like you're called out in front of all these people that you have to name three people. So it's like literally calling people out like, hey, Brooke, what's the person to your left? What's their name? Two people to your left.
Kevin, Tim, that's
totally wrong. That's 100% wrong. But it's like that kind of like testing.
Yeah.
They'll do another one where this is the one where you get out of your show. They get everyone in groups and they have, just like, you know, Eric has right here with a camera. They have a camera and they go, hey, you, come up here. You just won $1 million. And in front of 15 to 20 people, how much can you lose your shit and not care what anyone else thinks? People will do backflips. They'll jump in the bushes. They'll run away from the school, come back in like screaming. It's how uncomfortable. How much can you get out of your shell in front of people, right?
Yeah.
It was such a cool process. They have like a mock stage. So they have people walk up and say, hey, here's a microphone. Here's a topic. Talk about being on time. 60 seconds, go. For 60 seconds, you go, hey, guys, what's up? Name's Daniel J. How's everybody doing today? Let's talk about being punctual, right? Really important to do, right? So what you need to do is this. Make sure you set your clock. Like, for 60 seconds, you got to be quick on your feet and be spot on.
I feel like this is like a harder interview for this basketball camp than like most interviews.
Oh, and you got paid. Right? Oh, yeah. And they paid you by pennies.
I mean,
but I'll tell you this.
How was your interview for Apple?
Right.
I feel like it's harder than that.
But I'm telling you, this whole process, think about the quality of person you're getting that can do it. Like, is present at the moment to name people, who doesn't care, can get out of their shell and, you know, just wild out.
Right.
Who can, you know, be quick on their feet and think on the fly. All these factors, right, that are so important. So when the kids come, all the coaches know their kid's name the first day, right? Everyone knows that they get three put-ups, they get high fives, they get chest bumps, right?
Yeah.
They know they're all, they can go crazy with like kids from like 4 to 5. The only reason I got the job is because I can go crazy.
What did you do?
I don't even remember. I think I just lost my, there was like, it was outside of like the basketball court.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just went so crazy. I like jumped through the fence and then I went through the, you know, like I left and then when I came back in.
And then they were like, you're hired.
Yeah, they're like, this guy is horrible at basketball, but let's hire him. He's with the young kids.
But man, does he make kids feel cool.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You know, you'd have to do like team points and make dances up and for your groups. And I'm telling you, how I learned to coach in that camp, in that environment, I took it with adults, because adults are just as much kids, whether they admit it or not. You know, I still do like to organize classes when everyone's talking. What do I say when I organize classes? If you can hear me, say, if you hear me, clap three times. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
When I say what, you say who, and everyone's like, who?
Yeah.
All this stuff that organizes everybody.
And then if people are talking, then you tend to,
you shame them in a positive way. Yeah, exactly. So if Brooke and Gina are talking and I was trying to instruct a class, I'd be like, Gina, check this out right here. You're going to love this part. Brooke, this is where it gets good. And I'll just call them out in a way.
Or separate them.
Or separate them. Like, yep. Gina, come over here real quick. I want to talk to you. All right, guys. Today we're going to be doing 5 rounds of 20 squats. Brooke, you're going to love this part right here. Marcus, this is where it gets good. And it's literally like that nonstop. And the worst is when people keep talking, I'm just on like a push-pull string. Gina, this is where it gets good. Guys, check it out. Kalo, you're going to love this part right here. Hey, Marcus, watch me write this. Hey, so we're going to do, Brooke, get over here. Hey, guys, we're going to do this. Gina, you're killing me right now. Please. I'll be like that. And so when people are like, how do you teach kids? Kids are easier than adults.
Yeah.
Right? At least there's a little bit of a fear. With adults, they don't have as much fear.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I paid to be here, so can't I use my time how I want?
Yeah.
feel like I'm the worst though. Like when before the shelter in place.
Yeah.
During class, I'm always talking to someone in the back, probably Carl Bacon most of the time. And he's always yelling my name. Hey, you're going to love this part. And in his head, he's like, shut the fuck up.
I know. He gets even more mad at like his really close friends.
Yeah, but that's how it is though, right? The people that you love the most, the closest most, are the ones that you feel the most comfortable
with. No, the worst is like people have like come up to talk to me while you're explaining a class and I'll say, please don't talk to me. He's going to get really mad.
Gina, check this part right here.
Don't talk to me, please. Yeah. And then as I'm saying it, please don't talk to me. He's going to get really mad at me. He'll be like, Gina, you'll love this part right here. And I'm like, fuck. I'm telling her not to talk to me.
I'm telling you, it's a great skill. And also another one is you just use them as like your demo model. Yeah. Like Marcus talking, Marcus, come over here. So guys, we do five squats. Marcus can demonstrate the five squats. And then people are like, ooh, Brooke, check it out here. You're going to do it with him right here in the front. So if anyone like boos someone right. or puts someone down, they get called out.
Yeah. The worst is when he calls you out and you can't do the movement that well. It's like a strict pull up. I do it. And he's like,
never mind. Thank you for trying, but can we have someone else come and try this?
No, see, that's just the coach's opportunity. That's gold right there. So yeah. Let's say I go, Marcus, give me a strict pull up. Guys, so we could also talk modifications, right? So if you do negatives, you know what I mean? So you could always do it like
You've
that.
You've done that to me before.
100%.
You've made
me. Oh, definitely.
He's made me demo things for classes and for the kids' class. And things like, I mean, I can't snatch to save my life. Like, he'll have me demo a snatch, and it's just the most embarrassing thing. And I have like a PVC pipe, and I still can't do it right.
Oh, my God. And kids, if you can't do that, you can just go in the front rack
and
position.
And you just see that he has this like glimmer in his eye, like, hey, Gina, come on over here. And I'm like, why?
Gina, you're going to demonstrate weighted pistols from the deficit?
I feel like coaching something.
So yeah. Stupid.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
So yeah, with the whole getting out of your shell, I think that's an important part. And I think when coaches start, they have this fear of, you know, not being like a professional, getting embarrassed. But I think you got to learn as you go. And if you're dedicated to your craft and you genuinely mean well, you really can't really mess up too bad. That makes sense. Yeah. But I think when coaches try to like, I even see sometimes new coaches, they walk like stiffer and they, you know, have their hands, you know, crossed. Like, this is what coaches look like, right? You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I'm
like
serious.
Teachers in high school. It's like the principal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like a movie, like, in a movie,
like
what
a
you
power
think.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
sometimes you have to do that though.
If you want to turn it on, you can turn it on.
No, like sometimes you do. Like, okay, I'll start to say this. Being a female over being a male as a coach in like CrossFit with adults, let's say adult men, as a woman, you definitely have to walk a little bit. You have to know that you're the shit.
Confidence.
You have to have confidence.
And not with all men, but like,
some.
I can think of one right now. I'm not going to say who it is.
No, but with some. Because, like, I mean, I remember when I, before you guys bought West, and we had just opened Watsonville, I was the coach at Watsonville. Like, I was really, like, one of the only ones. Because Chris was a coach there, too, Chris Morse. But, like, I coached all the morning classes. And now all of those people that I was their first ever CrossFit coach have opened CrossFit gyms. But, like, I remember really only, like, down there, one person. That was just this dude that was, you know, I don't know how old he was. He was probably like late 20s and loved him. Like, we totally got along. But there were so many times where he would just challenge me. And like in class, and I'm coaching, and he would challenge what I would like coach him on or like critique him at. And I remember one day he was trying to do muscle ups. He just kept trying. And so I gave him some cues and he just kept failing. And I jumped up and showed him.
You like that?
I basically had to prove to him why I'm the coach and you're the student.
Right.
This is why you listen to me.
Real one.
You're nothing you're doing is getting you anywhere. So you might as well take a chance on your coach.
Yeah.
So I can help you better. And I remember he finally listened to me and like got I think we were working on bar muscle ups and he finally got one. And it was like, sometimes with certain people, you have to be a bit more stern. Cause it's like at some point I might be a female and you might feel like you are, you know, have more experience or like, I may not know enough about it, but you have to take a chance on me and I'll be here to help you or I'm just going to watch you keep failing. Right. And I remember like one time he would do like pull-ups and he'd get so sweaty.
he was like a sweater. I mean, I sweat a lot, but he'd get super sweaty. And in Watsonville in the summer, like in our, where we were at, it'd just get really hot in the gym, like no AC. And we were doing this workout and had pull-ups, and I would get after him about not wrapping his thumbs around the bar. He'd do pull-ups and he wouldn't wrap his thumb. Now, some of you may be like, I don't wrap my thumb. That's on you. If I'm working with a beginner who is like still learning how to use their body in space and the technique, like it's a little bit, you know, crazy to like not keep a good grip on the bar. And especially when you're someone who's really committed to trying to like get kipping pull-ups where your body, you're learning to move your body through space and use it as power and force. But with that power and force, if you're super sweaty and your hands are way sweaty,
you'll fall.
And you're
right
not
off.
Like, you're not, you know, intermediate or advanced, you're going to fall right off. And this dude, I'm going to be honest, I laughed a little. I was coaching and I kept telling him, I'm like, Kyle, I said his name, Kyle.
Oh, you said
oh, no.
it.
Oh.
But I was like, you got it. I'm like, you got to wrap your thumbs around the bar. And it's
whatever,
like,
you don't know anything.
And like some people,
you're a woman.
Some people just, it's a comfortable thing, right? Like it, maybe it's just like, it feels better like this and that's totally fine. But you know, there's a possibility of it going wrong, of falling off the bar. And he fell so hard right on his back, slipped off right on his kidneys and it like knocked the wind out of him. And I took him over to the side and
he said, that's what you get.
And I was like, that's what happens.
I know. How frustrating as a, you know, prior coach and as a coach, how frustrating is it? Like, I'm 100% guilty of it too. When you're coaching someone and someone in the class goes up to that person.
Side coaching.
Yes.
Dude, side coaching is the absolute worst.
Well, hey, I guess I'll stop doing it then.
But here's,
thanks, Gina. You were the one I was thinking about.
But here's why. Because there's different levels of it. Because like I always am like checking myself that I'm not inserting myself. Even because I sometimes will be on the side.
I watched you. You'll hold back and then you'll be like, I'll watching like something.
Wait. I mean, there's been times like, okay, if you're coaching a class and there's a lot of people, you know, you might miss something because you're really trying to help so many people. So like sometimes if I'm at the gym and I'm warming up, I have fully done this where I've been like, DJ, and Daniel will come over to me and I'll be like, and I'll tell him what I'm seeing.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it because that way is this, right? So she's helping me like spotlight somebody and that way I can go and give my service of quality coaching and all that.
Yes.
And it happens a lot. One coach with like a class of like 20 or 25,
yeah,
right?
You can't see everything.
It definitely becomes hard. But what I think the issue becomes is when people side coach on a one event basis. This person doesn't know that, you know, the coach has seen them for like 5 years, yep, knows their capabilities, knows their past injuries, knows their goals, knows their range of motion, knows everything, right? So you seeing one thing and be like, hey man, heels. And I'll be like, oh my God, dude, if I hear heels one more time, you know what I mean? I'm gonna cut your heels off. You're gonna go tippy toes the whole workout.
Can you just dispel this myth right now?
I say this in my kids' class all the time.
I know. We're just going to say it because I thought that you had to be in your heels.
I say this in my kids' class all the time. I'll be like, hey guys, we're going to squat, right? On your everything, weight in your heels. Like, no, just kidding. We don't do that. Because the weight should be balanced in the foot,
yes,
right? Now, yes, sometimes people will be more forward and their weight needs to be go back in their heels. But at the same time, sometimes people can be too much in their heels and their
all
weight
the
needs
time
to be forward.
Right.
So I would say it's 3 points of contact, big toe, pinky, and heel. Glued down to the ground. And a common like 2003 coaching thing is heels, butt back, heels, butt back. And it's just like a pull string, right?
Well, and the reason they do that is like, it's not for one, coaching cues and stuff, it's not one size fits all. And 100%. That's also why it's super important as a coach, if you really care about your craft, you need to go and take class and be around other coaches. Don't like think you're the shit and that like you're the best. We all need to like learn new ways to communicate it because everybody, something's going to like stick for them better than other things, you know? And so like something like heels or butt back, if you have a relationship with that client and you together understand, they know where their problem is. They know where they like mess up or like it's not the best. And if the cue for them for a reminder is heels or butt back, that works.
Sure.
But as far as like just going and coaching, a lot of people, especially if they're not experienced and you tell them butt back or heels, now you're going to have them squatting where they're going to fall backwards.
Yeah.
Or their toes are floating, you know, floating in the front. And yeah, that's.
And that's exactly right. It's not one size fits all. You got to look at your athlete. You got to assess them and say the appropriate cue that's going to give you the kind of movement that you want. Yep. And it's not always heels just because it's in one manual one time.
Well, and the way everybody hears things are different. So for me, for my back squat. Oh, wait, I couldn't hear you. Ha ha ha. For me, people would say chest up, which you want your chest up. But for me, saying chest up would make me arch my back.
Yeah, what happened when I cued you for the first time?
You told me I was doing it wrong?
Dude, you hurt your back.
I did hurt my back.
And I said, do you know why you hurt your back? And you were squatting. And I was like, Gina Marie. And I showed you. I was like, yeah. I'm like, you start to squat. But how come when you start, you immediately arch your back and your core, you wouldn't like tighten here because
my core wasn't
because
tight.
You had been told how many times chest up. And she had never been told as a coach, this is super frustrating. As a coach, you need to understand, you know, to like see the whole thing. And when you first learn to coach, like I can talk from my experience, my ability to see position through movement is incredible because I danced my whole life. Everything I did was movement. So I would rather, I will 100% stand behind that cocky saying. It is.
Never like, started laughing.
When I took like my L1 for CrossFit, a few things that are super important is they practice you being able to see a cueing in position, right? So and that's super important, especially for beginners. Like you need to know what the end part looks like and what the beginning part looks like. And then once you're really good at that, then they really want you to start practicing, like being able to see the problem or the, you know, hiccup, like through the movement. And like for me, I remember I would coach and I would make, they called me.
What?
At West, there was a thing going around. I mean, they loved me.
Okay.
I wasn't a bad coach.
Like, this is like a weird.
But there were a few people that were my friends. They would call me the drill sergeant.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But the reason was I would make them move together. Because if I had everyone spread out and I stood up where I could see everyone and I made them move together, I could see when people like where something was messing up through movement.
Right.
But no one, like all they told you is what they knew. Well, and so they would look for this.
Wrong. I was just taking it wrong.
No, but that's
but you
where
know what
I,
I'm saying.
Yeah, but
I
that's where
understand
I,
it.
And that's where I would say that is the problem in the coach.
Right. So when they were saying chest up, I'd go.
You would go.
Back.
You would go chest up.
And so my chest was up, but what I didn't realize is that my core had to be tight and I had to like crunch it and then come up and keep my chest up.
Well, and it's like learning, because then you started to do like a lot more like low bar back squatting and started like powerlifting with Daniel a ton.
Yeah.
You know, and with that, you learn that like.
I'm so strong, guys.
You learn that you need to keep your chest up, but it's not that you need to put it up
all the way
toward the sky.
Right.
It's that you need to just keep a neutral torso and make sure you're like staying in line and not allowing, like, for instance, your chest to like really look at the floor or like you're like for you to look down in any way where the weight would really be able to like rock toward your toes. I think that, you know, like you started in CrossFit, right? Same with me.
With weightlifting and things like that. Oh,
and
yeah.
I think for a long time, I feel like it was really like a lot of people were just reteaching things they had been told.
That's right. And I think you're right. And I think it's the more experienced coach not only sees things, but also has a bunch of arsenal of different words to use to articulate the information that they want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So instead of just saying chest up, heels, they're like, shit, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
With seasoned coaches, you can be like knees forward, or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, feel this or look at this, or, you know what I mean? Different types of cues, tactile cues, words. So I think the more you coach and the more different bodies you see, right, the more experience, it's like a video game. The more experience points you get, you level up.
Right.
And you can keep going. You never like master.
Did you take your L2?
Yes.
So did I. So like when I did my L, were you there with me?
I don't think so.
So when I did my L2, obviously you took it, so you know.
Yeah.
They get deeper. So your L1 is like the first level of coaching.
Right.
You have to have your L1 to be able to have a CrossFit affiliate.
Yeah.
And you do learn some great stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like basic stuff, but like great stuff. Your L2 is way more in-depth coaching. I remember when Tommy Hackenbrook was my coach and I was first started CrossFit in Utah. And I think the first time he took his L2, he didn't pass. So when I took my L2, I had already been coaching for a long time, but they do practice things like that. It's all hands-on. There's like no written really stuff, and it's you practice, you're in a small group and you have like your teacher, and first it's like you have to coach without any tactile. You have to coach with just words. You have to coach with, then you can use your hands. You practice all these different things and you practice your arsenal. You practice, what are you saying?
Right.
I feel like you were there when I did my L2.
I was just going to say, so I remember all these things. I'll tell you this. The L1 is like, you know, open affiliate, right? So it's kind of like your pass to get in. But I'll tell you this. Out of all the certs I've taken from CrossFit, I would say the L2 is the best.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because of that hands-on. It was kind of like that whole scenario I was telling you with the basketball camp.
Yeah.
You're literally in these small groups, and they'll be like, hey, yo, Gina, teach the press or teach the squat. Mm-hmm. And you have to fix everyone. They'll give a couple people to, like, move really bad, other people more subtle. And then you have to kind of cue it up and fix it up. And at the end of it, you're in the hot seat, and then they'll say what you did well and what you can improve on better. And that's the stuff I kind
of
want.
And they're pretty savage, too, with, like, some of the – because we had, like, an awesome Biggie Bing.
Yeah.
And, like –
were we the same?
We were. Okay. I swear we were. And I loved that. I mean, it's like terrifying, but they put you in the hot seat. They obviously want you to succeed.
Yeah.
But because they want you to succeed and they work for CrossFit and they're on the coaching staff, they want the affiliates to have great coaches. And so it is hard. Like, I remember going into it, it was like, this is a hard cert to get.
Well, it, super hard, but also you don't only get feedback from the coaches, but you get feedback from everyone else in there. And I remember one of my feedbacks, it scarred me for life.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
So you go in a circle and then, you know, and I'm doing it. I'm on my thing, right? I'm in my zone right now.
Like, Wait, hold on. I want to see if I'm right. I'm not going to say that.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, no. Oh, that's actually one of it.
Wasn't that one of them?
So there's two things, right? They're like, one, you're too positive.
Yeah.
Because what I'd always do is...
from your mom, for
that
sure.
That is from my mom. But what I'd do is this. I always like to start something with a positive and then work on fixing it. Instead of being like, hey, man, you look like shit. What we need to do is this. I'd be like, hey, Gina, great effort. What we're going to do is this right now. We're going to have this, right?
Then you have me. I cut straight to the chase.
Right.
Have to remind myself to give a positive.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because I just fix it. And then I'm like, it's great.
So I remember the positive thing was one, too positive. I was like, oh my God, I'm too positive.
Yeah.
The second thing was, and I remember this because I was like this. I was like, all right, are you doing good? Okay, baby, you got to do this. And I call everybody baby.
Oh,
everybody is baby.
Yeah.
Guys, girls,
that.
Age, old, everybody. And it's not in a sexual, right? It's like, right? But you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's like, hey, you're doing great, baby, you're money. You're doing great. You're doing good. You're looking good. Okay, elbows up, chest up, baby, you're doing good. Keep going. And I'll just be doing that. And I remember one of these guys, he was like, well, I'll tell you one of the feedbacks. I didn't really appreciate you calling me baby. And he said, and I'll be honest with you, if I had my wife in class and you called her baby, I would not really be pleased with that.
Oh wow.
I remember that. Yeah. It was definitely I think I was in your group.
And I was like, oh my God. And I was like I'm like, oh my God, I understand what you're saying. But in my mind, I was like, I call everybody baby. And I'll tell you this, when someone's new to the gym, I try not to call them baby. Right?
They 100% think you like them.
Well, think about this.
Them baby.
In the time we live in now, we have to be so hypersensitive in the words we say because the intention can be misinterpreted,
sure,
right? Especially
sure.
more so now.
Right.
And me calling someone baby, I try not to call someone baby immediately. I try so hard to. But if I do call someone baby, in my mind, this is what happens. Oh my God, you just messed up so bad. Call someone else baby quickly. So I will be like this. All right, so hey, Gina, first class you're doing. Okay, squat. Oh, baby, you look good. Brooke, baby, you're so good. Marcus,
like,
baby.
Marcus, baby.
You're doing great, baby. Marcus, Eric, baby, good. You're doing good. Everybody's baby, right?
Girl Bacon, baby.
And I remember, I think there was Gina Santiago. I remember she was just joined the gym and I called her baby and I remember feeling that. It scarred me. That was like maybe like 9 years ago. But I remember she's like, baby? I was like, oh, I call everyone baby.
Sorry.
So did you just call me baby? I was like, yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean anything offensive. I like go on the panic of the defense. But I'll tell you this.
I call everyone like honey, sweetie.
I know, but like, in today's time,
I need to be more
hypersensitive.
Yes,
and I try to correct myself. I think I still call people
but
baby.
But it's just an adjective. It's
one of those things where I do,
really
right? Baby, you're doing great. Awesome.
Right.
But you
guy and
it
girls.
Is, but it's nowhere near like what it used to be.
Right.
Like you are just a lot more like, you just edit yourself. We all do.
Right.
Depending on like who you're around and things like that, you know, and sometimes things slip because that's who you are. And you're a very loving, very confident person and with your friends and that's who you are. But, immediately baby. Like, who many else can I say it to?
Hey, baby, not only that.
But you have to say it to someone that is close by. So then you got to make sure that the person that you first said it to, that is not awkward, that they hear that you said it to someone else. Do you know what I'm saying? So
I almost did not follow that.
That is what my mind was working like, right? I'm like 100 miles per hour. I was like, oh, you did great, babe. Brooke, baby. Hey, what's up? Hey, Marcus, baby. You panic, right? Because you don't want to give the wrong impression. And you want to make sure that in the gym, one of the things that I always want is everyone to feel safe,
respected,
comfortable.
Sure.
It's an environment and a culture that you're trying to go. And the last thing you want is someone to feel uncomfortable in your environment that you're trying to foster.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So we're very positive, Jim. Some people call us too positive, and everybody's our babies.
We're everybody's our babies.
You need to,
everyone's a baby.
Take Chris's.
Yeah, true babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, true babies.
I love you, my babies, CrossFit West.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you, my babies.
Colt.
Well, we're at an hour, and I have to pee really bad, so.
Okay. Well,
Is that what happens now?
Yeah. Dude. No.
Okay, tell this story.
No,
tell
you know what's funny? So today, Brooke came over and helped me hang a curtain rod, and we were waiting. Anyway, we couldn't do it, so my son-in-law was coming over to help
us. We needed a drill bit to go through metal.
To go through some metal. So anyway, I know I kept saying the whole time we were doing it, Marcus, I was like, you know what? Just leave that one. We'll have Marcus fix it later.
Did you get your rubber, a little rubber?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh,
Did you have a Milwaukee or a...
Oh, a DeWalt.
A DeWalt drill. Yeah, Black & Decker's are the way to go.
Screw gun. Whatever. Anyway,
we were on the trampoline.
So we were on the trampoline. We were like, oh, yeah, let's go jump on the trampoline. So we're sitting there and I look down.
Well, Maggie was on the tramp because she was getting all like the dry grass and stuff stuck in her feet.
Yeah, so we put her up on the trampoline and she's like sitting in my lap and she walks away and I look down and there's like all this water.
Liquid
like coming out from like where my crotch is.
And I'm sitting next to Gina and she goes,
oh my God.
I think that's from Maggie because I like touched it and smelled it and I was like, it's water. And she's like immediately like,
oh my God, I didn't even know.
That would be awesome.
But it came out of the, yeah, well, so have I. But the water came out of like the little pad that was right there. But I had sat on it and it let water out. And I was like, did I just turn fucking 50 and I'm just pissing myself and don't even know it at this point?
Yes. I'd say yes.
Yes.
It's happening.
So yeah, so no, I do actually know that I have to pee right now and probably have to take a break. And
did you guys already talk about Gina turn 50?
No.
Can we give a shout out to Gina looking so amazing and being 50 years old? Gina takes compliments the worst.
Can we talk about Gina's Botox completely being worn off at this point? And when I raise my forehead, it looks like a pack of pens.
Gina, that picture I posted.
It's a shitty pack. I would never buy that pack of pens.
Hey, listen up. Marcus got to say something.
What? That picture I posted to you guys today that you took. A buddy commented. He said, "Is that chick really 50? She does not look 50. She looks great."
Dude, everyone.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Every single one. They're like, "No way." And Gina's like, "Oh, you're nice, but I'm definitely old and 50."
Gina, you look as good as your insecurities are.
Oh.
So
those are high. Yeah. So I'll take that as a huge compliment.
So that's how it is. Yeah, man.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had talked about, because one of our podcasts, I gave Gina her birthday surprise and we didn't even get to do it, but it's still going to happen. It just is super postponed.
Okay. I do want to say this though. So, even though like all the shelter in place stuff was going on, it was very cool because, well, unfortunately you were gone, but you did that very, very nice post for me.
And she FaceTimed you.
I know. And you were on my FaceTime tour. Daniel and Marcus and Courtney and Megan, they all like planned this thing like where we went from place to place. I had 13 stops, all these different people, all these super fun things. It made me feel very special. So I'm very thankful. And then today I found out that Brooke and Daniel bought me a Peloton for my birthday. Yeah. I cried. I was like,
I have to work out all the time now.
I have to work out at home.
I think Daniel cried too.
Probably because it cost so much.
That's true. Credit card.
No, so
too bad all this work I'm doing isn't making me any money.
Oh no! And then Brooke was gone, and she drove all the way home. She left extra early, drove all the way home from Utah with this cake that her mom made me. Showed up last night, brought this cake over. Anyway, everyone's made me feel very special. So I adore my family and friends.
We were supposed to be in Jamaica.
We were,
and that got postponed.
Well, we're still going. Right?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's still going to happen
next year.
As soon as things open
Flights
up.
Flights are really cheap right now.
Well,
we're not paying for it.
Oh, nice.
So I don't care if they're expensive. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. All right.
So,
well,
anyway,
thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming over. We'll definitely have you guys back. This is Daniel's second time.
The second time.
And it's always way more fun with our other friends.
He was a little concerned about the format last time. Remember, he came.
Oh, yeah. I had like notes.
He came really prepared and then realized, whatever.
Let me tell you, last night I had this Joel Gott and I thought it was adjusted. I know.
That's what for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, it's wine.
The cabs.
So they're cabs. The cabs.
Yeah. The cabs.
I was like, Marcus, I had all these notes.
I feel like he was a little horrified over our format, but
luckily, from what I understand, our listeners,
yes.
They like our format.
Oh, it's
the format,
casual.
The
like
format of no format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no format.
They love it when I lose my train of thought.
Yeah.
They love it when I take a call during podcast sometimes.
Yeah, they even like my horribly obnoxious laugh.
They love it when Gina's laugh. Same.
I laugh because Gina's laughing.
He's laughing because you're laughing.
And they love it. They love it when we laugh so hard that we snort.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, well, thank you, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
And again, whoever is out there, please go to @DanielJCrossFit on Instagram, @CrossFitWest.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz at Double Exposure, please. These two guys have like basically self-taught themselves
photography
and
now videography.
They're putting out really cool content about, you know, different myths or why can't I think of the word?
Educational
content.
They're putting out
things that are backed by science. Yeah, I know, dude. Both of us are like,
clever. That was the word. Yeah. They're putting out very clever content. It's very witty and
very informational.
Yeah. It makes some things that are myths that maybe, honestly, sometimes when those myths come up in conversation, it can almost be like an aggressive conversation if people really are stuck in their ways and don't want to believe what you say. And they're making some really fun. Not only does the content is really entertaining and educational, but it looks great and they're editing and completely self-taught. It's amazing.
And they're adorable. So that's not so bad to watch either.
And you can go to Marcus's Instagram page.
Marcus Trawick _. It'll be in the description below.
Will it?
Eric, it'll be in the description below.
Marcus is our Jason Momoa lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's like no,
just for Halloween.
No, but I'll tell you this. You know what? We learn off each other with the whole self-taught. But I will give Eric a shout out. Eric was the first person to help me out, and he's taking a lot of time and just sitting next
he's
to me
your
at coffee
mentor.
Shop. Yeah. So if I had to
Very
say
cool.
anyone has helped me on this, it would be Eric Macio.
Very cool,
Archie baby.
Very cool.
If you guys don't know already, which you should, Eric is our podcast producer.
Yes.
Videographer, putting it together.
He's very patient.
Yeah. So thank you for listening.
Hey, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating, five-star warning, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, say bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.